Representative Wimmer says the bill, which is still being drafted, would require that whenever a public labor union is in negotiations, they would be open to the public. He says closed meetings don't serve the public or its employees well.
Public sector labor unions are going in and negotiating behind closed doors, away from the eyes of the citizens, in an attempt to gain more money, more benefits, and more of their portion of the citizens' tax dollars for their employees.
Wimmer says anytime that happens, the citizen has the right to see what's going on.
On the flip side of that, the employee themselves are oftentimes excluded from those negotiations. They don't know what is being said on their behalf behind closed doors. I think transparency is a good thing in almost all cases. As a matter of fact, I cannot think of a time when transparency is not a good thing.
Mike Kelly, spokesman for the Utah Education Association, the biggest public sector union in the state, says the UEA has no objections to making the results of negotiations public, but initial talks remain behind closed doors for good reason.
There's always concern when you have a public meeting that people are grandstanding and making decisions not necessarily directed towards what's best for taxpayers, for students, for teachers, for the other people involved, but for an opportunity to get a message out or some other motivation.
Kelly says the process is already transparent, and he doesn't see the need for negotiating openly.
The negotiating teams work within budget parameters that they're given. It's not like they're spending new money or creating new policies and those kinds of things that aren't then have an opportunity for the public to have comment on. So I don't know that it would be a huge change for those to be public. It would just make the process much more complicated, convoluted, and difficult.
Former Salt Lake County Councilman Joe Hatch, a labor attorney, says the outcome of Wimmer's proposed legislation could possibly mean more school districts would decide not to have collective bargaining. But that's about it. He says no state employees have collective bargaining rights under federal law, with the exception of Utah Transit Authority. Hatch says he's not sure what the representative is trying to accomplish.
Mr. Wimmer and people of his ilk are always pounding their chest and stating proudly and emphatically that they want government to run efficiently like business, and they want governments to be like business. I don't know of a private business out there in the United States that would like labor negotiations to be open to the public.
Hatch says public collective bargaining negotiations should be in private until an agreement is made. Then the public can be involved before it's approved. Representative Wimmer anticipates his bill will have a committee hearing this fall. I'm Whitney Evans, KCPW News.